It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
All right, well, in the ballroom that will not die news, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche has formally asked a federal judge to overturn the judge's own ruling that blocked construction of the White House ballroom. In a 9-page filing late Monday, Blanche argued that the shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner is proof that the ballroom is necessary for the president's safety and construction must be allowed to proceed. Okay. Federal judge, just do the news, Brian. Okay. Federal Judge Richard Leon imposed, I'll have a conversation. Excuse me while I talk to myself for a moment. Federal Judge Richard Leon imposed a preliminary injunction earlier this month, you know this, that paused above ground construction until the administration obtains congressional approval. Well, construction of a presidential bunker beneath the East Wing was not subject to the injunction because they want to bury him down there, too. A federal appellate court now reviewing the case then allowed all construction to continue temporarily and will hear further arguments in early June. The lawsuit against construction was initially filed late last year by the Trust for Historic Preservation. It said Monday that it had no intention of dropping its lawsuit, which, quote, endangers no one and which respectfully asked the administration to follow the law. That is a crazy request. Can't do it, Jimmy. I can't just read it. Blanche's filing asked Judge Leon for an indicative ruling, essentially a request for Leon to consider the impact of the dinner shooting and state whether he would lift the injunction or throw out the case if it were sent back to him. I can't do this anymore. Republican Rand Paul, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, said Monday he would introduce legislation to permit ballroom construction. How have we kept our president safe for 250 years without a ballroom?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
How are leaders all over the world kept safe without ballrooms? How is Vladimir Zelensky kept safe in a war without a ballroom?
Right? They've had a lot of underground tunnels for Zelensky.
Okay.
There is that.
How many people do those seat?
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming probably you probably don't want that many people down there. I'm assuming if you have your tunnels full, it's probably not a good day in Ukraine. And I'm not trying to be facetious.
And not
I'm
a
just
lot of
saying,
dancing.
I'm just saying that if the tunnels
yes,
are
no.
full, it's probably a bad day in that ongoing war. Another war perpetuated by a country, mind you. But this is not about security. At this point, I don't care what this administration wants to tell you.
100% ego.
It is.
There was a very interesting picture posted online of when King Charles, then Prince Charles, was sitting in the Oval Office with none other than Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Right.
And then a picture of him sitting there yesterday with Donald J. Trump. The amount of outlandish decoration that has been put in the Oval Office and all over the White House. And the fact that he does, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Jamie, he idolizes kings and dictators, and he wants this for himself. He wants his own Palace of Versailles in America. We don't need it. We don't want it. And he's trying to break the law by getting it, but it will not go away.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, if you're taking out the security issue and you're looking at simply the ego part of it, you're also looking at bypassing all of our constitutional checks and norms. And I don't care who you are. If you are somebody who is a more conservative voter, that should be very important to you, because in this case, even though this ballroom is being described as privately funded and it's coming from you're right. It's absolutely not, because taxpayers are going to have to be part of the conversation, because there is still security infrastructure. There's still federal land. There's still going to be long-term maintenance on this. So to even get the thing up and going, it's going to take millions and millions of dollars, which they have not completely accounted for. No matter what they tell you, it has not all been completely raised. So it is going to have to come from taxpayer money. So essentially, we're buying the ballroom, and not to mention the fact that the White House is already owned by the American people. That's why there's checks and balances.
House.
Right.
It is not
It's
his
not
house.
Mar-a-Lago.
Plus, some more is going to come out about this, but there was a report in the New York Times yesterday that the contractor who is building, supposed to be building this ballroom, got a no-bid government contract on another project that is completely against the law.
Inner
the
circle?
The Constitution specifically states, the law states, that there must be open bidding on all government contracts to find the best deal. They got a no-bid contract on something else, and then they got this thing, too. So there's a lot more coming out about this, but it is ego-driven, and it is ridiculous. But there's more stuff we need to know.
There is more stuff you need to know. And we're going to bring it right back here to the state of Wisconsin because this is a fascinating story.
I do love gerrymandering.
I do. A second three-panel judge yesterday dismissed a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional maps, ruling it has no authority to act on the claims without further input from the state Supreme Court. Now, in this particular ruling, it was stated, until the state Supreme Court says otherwise, non-justiciable and non-conizable, I knew that was going to be a hard one for me, under That's Wisconsin law, according to the judge. Now, the law firm that brought this suit said it would immediately appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. That lawsuit was brought by Law Forward. The decision is one of two cases that have been under consideration by separate panels composed of three judges from different counties appointed by the liberal-led state Supreme Court. The lawsuits, which were filed in July of last year, followed multiple failed attempts to redraw the maps, which are currently represented by six Republicans and two Democrats. Now, Law Forward is representing a group called Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy. And the case essentially contends that the current maps amount to an anti-competitive gerrymander. Republican members, of course, of the state's congressional delegation and others want to dismiss this lawsuit. The state's high court issued orders November 25th, concluding that the two legal challenges constituted a, quote, an action to challenge the apportionment of any congressional or state legislative district under a 2011 state law that requires these challenges to be heard by a panel appointed by the Supreme Court. This was actually the first time that the 2011 law had been invoked in any sort of redistricting case, though. So we're just making history all over the place. with this gerrymandering argument. Here's the thing. You have a solution here, right? The governor has laid out a solution.
Mm-hmm.
There was a special session that was called 2 weeks ago now.
Yes.
That the Republicans refused to participate in. Governor Evers would like to have permanent maps put into place. So you have an option here. You have the option to negotiate with the Democrats to make sure that maps are fair to represent all of the constituents. Now, if there's a reason you don't want to do that, that might say more about where you think your politics are and who supports you than anything. But there's an offering.
Spell those out. Don't just use the it's unfair.
Right.
That's a second grader's defense.
Right.
Tell us what your reasoning is for not wanting these maps permanent. Yeah, and you can say, well, what about population shifts and da-da-da? Well, the population shifts are mostly going to come from your major cities, Madison, right. Milwaukee, Eau Claire, bigger towns. The population shifts in rural areas probably are not going to increase.
Right.
They may decrease a little. But what's the real reason? And the real reason is, we all know, holding on to power.
Now, to be
guaranteeing victory in certain districts.
Yes, absolutely. And to be completely fair, because I know we have one other story, this panel of three judges did not say that the maps are fair. They also didn't say they're unfair. They simply said we aren't going to decide this yet, which puts everything back in the hands of the state Supreme Court, which, by the way, will be a 5-2 majority once Chris Taylor is sworn in.
So what do you say?
Just laying out the facts here this morning.
All right. Well, here's another fact in more As You Need to Know. Jimmy Kimmel is in trouble again. He's in the crosshairs of the president. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. But now the FCC, which is led by a Republican ally of Donald Trump, is trying to go after the licenses of the parent company, which is Disney, which you know has a new CEO. So Disney's ABC is hereby directed to file license renewals for all of their licensed TV stations within 30 days. In other words, by May 28th, 2026, the FCC said in an order published yesterday afternoon. The order is not going to affect local stations right away. It's just the start of a protracted legal process. But nevertheless, the FCC order is an extraordinary escalation. We know the Trump administration is very thin-skinned and cannot take a joke. We know that they sued CBS and CBS acquiesced. They sued them over the editing of not a Trump interview, which was edited heavily the other day, but of an old Kamala Harris interview. They gave in. That led to, for if you want to connect the dots, that led to Colbert being gone. Donald Trump has gone after Jimmy Kimmel before. He was suspended last year for a little bit and came back. So far, Disney is standing firm and saying, no, we are not canceling Jimmy Kimmel's show. That was a joke. It was a joke in the context of a fake roast. You don't have to like the joke, but that is, it is definitely not...